Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Woohoo, here
yes,
we are.
Yes, indeed.
Now, happy Friday.
I have to start. I've got to pay my respects off the top here to a pretty amazing bloke, Paul Alexander. They called him the man in the iron lung, who passed away this week at the age of 78. Just for those that weren't familiar with the story, pretty remarkable bloke. He had polio when he was a kid. I think he was about six when he was like paralyzed from the neck down, and then spent most of his days in this metal tube which put pressure on his body so he could breathe. He couldn't breathe, right?
It's crazy. Like, he was horizontal for like 70 years.
The better part of his life. In the early days, he could come out and he got out and did a law degree and did some time, you know, working in a courthouse. But then as he got older, that happened less and less. And so, it's thought he and a lady called Martha Lillard were the last two people that still relied on these old school machines. Like, they were, I mean, at the very latest, possibly 50s technology. I think they go back even further than that.
So why didn't he upgrade?
Well, I don't think he could.
Right.
I don't think there was.
If you start that way, you have to.
No, I don't think there was an upgrade for what he had.
Right.
Because he was paralyzed from the.
Yeah.
Like, there were other options for other people, but he didn't have one. But he wrote a book. Aside from his getting a law degree, he wrote a book, and he got into TikTok a few years ago. He had more than 300,000 followers on TikTok.
Wow.
And his whole thing was inspiring people and letting them know that you're capable of great things, whatever your circumstances.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a great message for anyone, any day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we respect.
God, makes you just feel like if somebody like that can think positive.
Yeah.
You really need to slap yourself across the face when you have a negative thought, I mean, because you think, my goodness, look, my life is pretty good.
We all have bad days, but like,
you know,
in the scheme of things, it could always be worse.
Yeah.
So here we are. Look, Crabfest weekend, St. Patrick's Day coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Lots going on. And the footy's back. Well, I mean, the footy's been back, but proper footy. As in the Eagles and Dockers get a
that
game.
It's back.
Exactly right. So lots of reasons to be excited about this weekend.
Absolutely. Hello to Friday.
Yeah, bring it on.
Woo.
An Australian street has been crowned the coolest street in the world by Time Out. I don't know who they are. And that street is Pinjarra Road. No. It's High Street in Melbourne.
Oh, dear. Okay, that's seems to be checking out.
Which, you know, when you think about it, Chapel Street, all the other cool things in Melbourne, like cool laneways and whatever else, runs through.
Why is it cool? What's the criteria?
Runs through Northcote, Thornbury and Preston. It's cool in the ways you'd expect. Epic restaurants, hidden bars, live music venues and boutique shops.
Okay.
But there's also a warm sense of community spirit that means everyone feels welcome, apparently.
Is there?
On a road. It beat Hollywood Road in Hong Kong, East 11th in Austin and Guatemala Street, Buenos Aires, for the title. So it's saying something. But I do think Pinjarra Road was robbed. I mean, really, home to the mark, the new bridge and the road you turn off to get to the Ravo. Pinjarra, it really does have it all.
Gives you a strong sense of, I don't know.
Warmth. Let's go with warmth.
Stress.
Can we nominate it for next year? That's what I'm asking. Okay.
Coast FM scoreboard.
Time for our weekly sports injection, and here waving the needle around is Channel 10's Steve Allen. Good morning.
I think that's legal if I've got the right documents.
Absolutely.
Pump it into my veins. Yeah. Come on.
Look, you could just be making sure that our diabetes is on track. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with any of that.
Hopefully you're all good. Eat well and, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Look, eating well is not going to help the Wildcats at this point in time after their campaign.
No, they can eat what they want for the next few months. Yeah, yeah. Go for broke. Bit sad that the Caddies couldn't capitalise on the presence of Alex Saar, who will go to the NBA from here. Who knows where he ends up, but he'll go in the very top end of the draft. And just a shame that they shot themselves out of contention in the last couple of games. Keanu Pinder, scoreless in the final outing, and when you're only hitting 3 3-pointers for the game, they're all from Bryce Cotton, you're not going to win many games of basketball.
No, but Perth Lynx.
They should have ended a 32-year championship drought last night, but didn't go well for them in the final minute of the play. Annalee Maley, local star, went to the line, could have put the Lynx up, didn't, missed both the three throws, missed the open layup, got blocked, went down the other end, and buzzer beater from the Southside Flyers. That's spectacular, but disappointing they couldn't wrap it up, and goes down to game three, which will be over in Melbourne on Sunday.
All right.
So still
good
into
luck.
The shots.
Yeah. Now, Justin Longmuir has re-signed.
Yeah, shuts a few critics up for now. I mean, it's a one-year contract extension. Okay. They say they've got full faith in him, but and we're never happy, are we? One-year contract extensions not worth a heap, you know.
I'm sure it's worth something for him.
A little bit. It's worth a little bit, but not. Look, it's something that gets people off his back for a little while, but the Dockers still need a good start of the season. They should go all right, hosting Brisbane round one, who come to town without Lockie Neal, which is a big help.
And let's face it, once they've won the opening one, there'll be talk of the flag, so it'll go well.
Exactly.
As long as
going all the way.
Exactly right. Now, not much talk about this young Harley Reid, but he will be making his debut.
Yeah, no, not a great shock. And Adam Simpson probably would have been sacked if you didn't pick him for round one. So, they get a look at Tyler Brockman as well, a highly rated West Aussie who started his career at Hawthorn. Just didn't quite get going for him regularly there, so he'll make his West Coast Eagles debut as well. But, yeah, tricky one. They fly out today to take on the Power, who a lot of people expect to finish at the top end this year.
It'll be a tricky game.
All right, some tennis is happening?
Well, actually, it's not, to be honest, Nikki. The Bees have interrupted play at Indian Wells. There's swarms everywhere. They're swarming the cameras. They're swarming the players. They can't get play going, so they've had to leave the court, which stunning pictures. I'm sure you'll see them all tonight on 10 News First.
They've been hustled out.
An ace or an advantage to local agriculture in New York.
It's fairly unusual, it's fair to say. Bees haven't stopped play.
No.
Certainly in New York, recently, in recent memory anyway, have they?
Oh, look, bees are a regular star at the play of the day. If a swarm of bees interrupts, it's usually a football game. If they interrupt play, they're short odds to win play of the day.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for, as always, a comprehensive look at sport. No doubt we'll be in amongst Sheffield Shield action when we reconvene next week. We'll
more bee news. I'll be looking forward to bee updates.
Yeah, exactly.
Buzzing about the cricket. Yes.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen from 10 News First Perth, Steve Allen.
Thank you.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So let me remind you, this weekend obviously is Crab Fest. So there's that. So you can get yourself a Krabby Patty and do all the other things.
Krabby Patty. Do they actually have Krabby Patties? That'd be great.
Betty's Burgers is doing a special Krab Patty or Krab Burger.
Great
so
idea.
There you go. I mean, mad if you didn't, really. Saturday, Arvo, Waffle W's back in Mandurah as Peel Thunder host South Fremantle, and Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. So, lots to do around town.
Definitely.
March 15 today, it's the Ides of March. Ides meaning to divide, so kind of in the middle, I guess. And as mentioned in the Shakespearean warning, beware the Ides of March.
Yeah. Why? Yes. Why was that?
Well, that was what a soothsayer said to Julius Caesar, and apparently that's when he got stabbed.
So someone's getting stabbed today, is that
what
you're saying?
Well, listen, if anyone's been warned, I'd be listening to that advice. That's the best takeaway that I can manage from a Shakespearean play quote this morning. It's World Sleep Day today, Nikki.
Okay.
Celebrating the benefits of good and healthy sleep and drawing society's attention to the burden of sleep problems and their medical education and social aspects. We know quite well about all of those.
Oh, there is nothing worse than not being able to sleep.
No. And also promoting the prevention and management of sleep disorders as well. So all of that today. So get an early night, maybe, if you can.
Yep.
It's also World Contact Day today.
As in like eye contacts or book contact or
neither of
keeping
those.
In touch with someone?
No, not that one either. First declared in March 1953 by an organisation called the International Flying Saucer Bureau. It's meant to be a day on which all members attempt to send a telepathic message into space.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So no, none of those things.
None of those
things. I immediately thought of the stuff you wrap a book in too. But no. So today's the day to try and will some UFOs to come past.
All right.
1953 this thing started. So
how have they been going with it?
I'm guessing that it's not terribly successful, but I guess that's all about your point of view.
You've just got to try harder.
Maybe.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Let's go!
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore located in Mandurah Home City or online at seagulls.com.au. And you can't spell Friday Entertainment without Nikki.
Can't you? Okay. No. Thank you.
Try. Prove me wrong.
The Glastonbury lineup has been announced with Coldplay, Dua Lipa, SZA and Shania Twain headlining the festival this year.
Nice.
The British festival is set for June 26th to 30th at Worthy Farm in Somerset. Other acts performing include Cyndi Lauper, Camila Cabello, Avril Lavigne, Burna Boy and more.
Nice.
Coldplay will make history as the first group to headline the event five times when they take to the stage.
I hope rain's forecast. I mean, that would be traditional.
For Coldplay?
No, just generally festivals like that, especially in England.
That's true. It is in summer there, so you'd hope for the best, but that probably will mean rain. Now, Glastonbury headliner Dua Lipa has also announced her new album is on the way. It's called Radical Optimism and will be her first album in 4 years. It'll be out in May. The cover art shows herself swimming with sharks. She also shared a video revealing she's worked with our very own Kevin Parker from Tame Impala on the album as well.
Nice.
Tremolo on the...
Yeah, so it's just Kevin's sound and it's just the volume that's...
I love it. I want more of it.
She definitely likes something in there.
Yes, so she was inspired by Britpop and psychedelic music era. I mean, that's kind of what Kevin specialises in. So
absolutely.
I think that's kind of where that video's got inspiration from. But anyway, Radical Optimism is set for release on May 3rd and will feature 11 tracks, including her latest hits Houdini and Training Season.
Nice.
J-Lo is Atlas in a new Netflix sci-fi thriller. The flick sees J-Lo stranded on a far-off planet in order to protect life on Earth. Here's the trailer.
Do you copy? Do you copy? Mission Control. This is Atlas Shepherd. Can you hear me?
I don't think they hear you, honey.
I don't think so.
Atlas is out on Netflix May 24th and... 30 years after the original, a trailer for a remake of The Crow has been released. Bill Skarsgård, master of all things dark and awful, I mean, he's it, if you didn't know, plays musician Eric Draven, who returns from the dead to avenge he and his fiancée's murders. The role originally starred Bruce Lee's late son, Brandon Lee, who was accidentally killed on set during the film. So it's a bit of a cursed movie to take on
somewhat
from the start.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the trailer.
When someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. But sometimes something so bad happens that the soul cannot rest. Until you put the wrong things right.
Oh, it looks full on, a lot gorier than the original, that's for sure. And it's out in cinemas from June 7th. I feel like Bill needs a good rom-com after this, don't you think?
Something to wash him clean.
Yeah, clean him.
Nikki and DeMello. Back Monday from 6. 97.3 Coast FM.